Hello and welcome to another podcast program. It really depends on how you're hearing us in terms of what it is to you. If you're tuning in on the internet, you're listening to a podcast or internet radio. And if you're traveling in your car and you turned us on somehow, or then you're listening to us just on the radio. I tell you, things can get very confusing at times, can't they? Thank God that our faith in Jesus Christ is very simple. Very simple. My name is Jim Collier, and I'm your host. And we're going to get into this, whatever it is. If you need to write us, if you need to write us, let me clarify something. I think on the last program, I said that you could send me an email at jim@jamesecollier.com. Well, I gave you the wrong address. If you want to write me or write us, you can write us at jim@prayforourcities.com. That's jim@prayforourcities.com. Let me say it one more time. jim@prayforourcities.com. If you need to get to our website, you can just go to www.prayforourcities.com, or you can just put Pray for Our Cities into the Google, and I believe it'll bring you up to our website. And also on the website, there's our podcast is actually up on there, and so you can just click on it. It'll bring you right up on the podcast. I mean, we're really getting high tech here, aren't we? Praise God. But we really would like to hear from you. As I shared on the last program, this is my heart. I mean, this is what I do. I'm a communicator. Recently, I was sitting down and I was using a program that I have on a computer to just try to get some clarity in my life for this year, since I do so many different things. And I wanted to see how it all flows together and just get some clarity within my own mind. And so it helped. It really helped me a lot to get that clarity. And how many of you know that, while I was doing that, I was very prayerful. So I was in prayer. How many of you know it's very good to do that every now and then? Just get some clarity in your own mind. You know, I have a lot of different roles in my life. I'm a senior pastor. I'm a missionary. I'm a coach and a trainer. I'm a entrepreneur. I'm a husband. I'm a father. I'm a grandfather. I'm a son. I'm a brother. Oh man, I tell you, who am I? but in all these different roles, you know, we have to see how Christ just actually brings it all together. You know, we're not fractured. We're not segmented. We're just one person. Amen. Well, before I get any deeper into this, I'll lose what I'm talking about. I want to get into today's message. We're talking about the revelation of the true life, and we touched on it on the last program. And we're going to pick back up on it today on today's program, the revelation of the true life. But before I do that, I started to talk a little bit about our trip to Africa the last time. And recently I got an email from one of the people that we ministered to and spent time with over in Zimbabwe. And I mean, this is very humble, but she referred to me. She said, "I think you're like the Apostle Paul to Zimbabwe." And I'll tell you, that's very humbling. That's very humbling. All I know is that God sent me there. He keeps sending me back, and I've been there 4 times now, and I got a feeling that I'll be there a couple times this year, and there's just so much to do. And listen, if you never send any money, which I would like for you to send some money. I mean, it's tax deductible, and we got a lot that we're doing. I think I've said this before. You know, you can write us at P.O. Box 1755, Harrisburg, P.A. 17105, but we've actually set it up now on the blog Well, I know I did it on the podcast, but on the podcast now, you can actually give a donation using PayPal. And we have an account with PayPal, and you can actually send us a donation that way if you're technologically savvy. And it's real quick, and it's a good way to do it. Or you can just send us something through the mail, which we do receive things from the mail. Matter of fact, I think of one partner. He's been a faithful partner for years now. I'm just humbled by this brother. I mean, something about our program really ministers to him. And tell you the truth, he's one of the reasons why we're still on the radio, because we don't really get a lot of response from you who listen on the radio. I mean, you listen, you'll call and everything, but you don't ever send anything. And I've wondered why, and I've even made pleas like before I went to Africa and everything. But, you know, I've never understand. I'm not trying to make you guilty or anything. I'm just a little perplexed, you know, like, why not? You know, if what I'm doing is a blessing to you, then I would think you would want a partner, just, you know, as God moves upon you. But listen, we spend our money on all kind of things. And we still live in a country, a nation where we got a pretty good benefit here. You know, you can give something to us. And since we're a nonprofit, you get a tax deductible receipt at the end of the year, and you can actually lower your income taxes through that. And so it's a good blessing. But even if you didn't get that, I would think you would want to partner with us. You know, maybe you need more information about what we do. I mean, even though you know that we're on the radio and do a podcast and you tune in regularly, or you wouldn't be hearing what I'm saying right now. But maybe you want to know some of the other things we do. You know, we'll be glad to share with you. And if you send me an email at jim@prayforourcities.com, I'm going to do my best to get back to you. You just let me know you want a response. If it's just an encouraging message and you don't want a response, then let me know that too. If you need to call us, you can call us at area code 717-238-5621. That's area code 717-238-5621. Now, if you're calling from another country, you get into that whole country code thing and everything, so, you know, just make sure you do everything the way you're supposed to. I'm gonna put a little plug in here. If you're calling from another country, you know, you can get something called Skype, and we're on Skype too. So you can actually call us, and it won't cost you anything if you use Skype. Wow, that's interesting, right? Okay, well, if you need more information, just give us a call. Man, it's a powerful time to be alive. There's so many things happening right now. But the Lord began to stir up my heart with this message here, because so many of us are struggling. And I say us because I've struggled at times too. So I'm going to put myself in that number. I'm not going to say so many of you are struggling, because even if I'm not struggling with something right now, I have struggled and I'll probably struggle again. But so many of us are struggling and dealing with issues and dealing with things. And I believe that a major reason why this is taking place in terms of a lot of the struggles that we have and issues is because we don't know who we are. We really don't know who we are. And on the last program, I took some time to speak specifically to Christians, believers in Jesus, followers of Jesus Christ. And it was like a in-house correction, because, see, we are called as Christians to be revelators. Revelators, those who bring forth a revelation. Paul traveled all around. He was the Apostle Paul, bringing forth the revelation of Christ. The revelation of Christ in you, the hope of glory. See, this is the apostolic message. It's not a denomination. I notice the denomination that call themselves apostolic. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the apostolic message, the true message, the message that we are sent to share, which is, quite simply, Christ in you, the hope of glory. But see, the reason why we're not sharing this message is because a lot of us, we still don't know who we are. And I shared on the last program, the Bible reveals so clearly in Ephesians 1, verses 3 and 4, it says, blessed, or if you want to talk Christianese, blessed. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings and heavenly places in Christ. You know, I was just thinking, I was just thinking though, you know, a lot of times we say blessed, you know, and I know it sounds good in songs and everything, but think about it for a moment. We wouldn't read this here. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us. You know, it's the same word. Okay, all right, that's just one of my little pet peeves. Anyway, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Now, the point we're bringing forth here in this series of messages is the fact we're talking about the revelation of true life. We were chosen. It says he hath blessed us. We were chosen in Christ, the Word, before the foundation of the world. And I brought out before in the other program, the reason why I refer to Christ as being the Word is because in the Word, the Bible, it clearly reveals that. John, the first chapter, Gospel of John, first chapter says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And then it goes on, and you can see in the context, it's clearly talking about Jesus Christ. So Christ is the Word. And it says here, we were chosen in Christ, or chosen in the Word, before the foundation of the world. And I brought out the clear thought to me is that we're not an afterthought. God actually put some thought and intention into bringing us forth. You and I were a thought in the mind of God prior to the creation of any kind of physical substance. Before God brought forth the world and, of course, populated the world, we were in the mind of God. It says it very clearly there. That is why. Now, listen. Now, I say this to say, you know, to bring us to this point. That is why. Listen now, that is why right now, right at this very moment, I sense a prophetic stirring within me right now. I'm talking to somebody here. I'm talking to somebody deep as talking to deep. I believe I've got the mind of Christ right now. And that's why right now, right at this moment, right now within you, there is desire. There's a desire that's in you and it's stirring even right now. And that desire actually precedes your natural birth. And God gave it to you. God gave you this desire when he gave you your purpose. And God gave you your purpose before the foundation of the world. Oh, man, Pastor Jim, that's deep. That's deep. Well, deep is calling into deep. I'm just sharing the word here. I'm just sharing what is clearly revealed in the word. Paul got into trouble behind a lot of these things too, because God revealed it to him and then he began to share it with others, and people began to demean Paul, and the religious spirit got stirred up. You know, Paul, he's weighty. Basically they were saying he's deep, but when he's before us, man, I mean, look at him, you know. Look at him, you know. I remember sometimes I would go and I would speak in churches and speak before people, and I go to speak and I'd make a disclaimer before I got started. You know, I'd say, well, you know, I don't know who you came out here to see or what you thought was going to happen, but I'm just Jenny and Pat Collier's boy from Capitol Street. And I say all that to say what you see is what you get. You know, in other words, I don't glow. Ask my wife. She knows I don't glow. Oh man. Hey. Now, you men listening to me, you know, did you know that God will give you a wife to keep you humble?
No.
Oh wow. Anyway, I love my wife. I do. And she loves me too. I'm sure of it. But, you know, the revelation is deep. It comes from God, and we just share what we receive from the Lord. God gave you your purpose before the foundation of the world, and coupled to that purpose is a deep desire, and it's being stirred up right now. I'm going to talk about that as we go along. I remember sharing at the congregation that I pastor, and I know this program goes out all around the world. I mean, all over. I've shared before, just this past last week, There were numerous downloads from Indonesia and the Philippines, and it's like, wow, you know. But now with the internet, people can tune in all kind of things, and I guess they heard something that they wanted to keep, and so they downloaded the program, or they could have just signed up on iTunes, which many of you can. You can sign up on iTunes. We're listed on iTunes. That's right. We're listed on iTunes. Changing Your Region Through Prayer. Yep, right there on iTunes. Absolutely. And you can actually sign up, and then when you plug your iPod in, it'll automatically be downloaded. My wife does that. Got her an iPod, and now she's high-tech too. But this program goes all around the world. But if you're in the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania area, and you just want to come out and fellowship with us, I mean, we have a little community of believers. Right now, the name of our congregation is Pinal Christian Fellowship International, and we're a covenant community of primarily focused on prayer and faith. And so if you want to come out and join with us, you're going to have to get up early on Sunday mornings. Right now, we only have really one service a week, and that's on Sunday mornings at 8:30. And give a call on our line or send us an email. We can tell you how to get there, or just go to the website, www.prayforourcities.com. And if you go in there and look under community, you'll see where we're at and where we meet. And come on out. We'd love to have you. And if you come, make sure you let us know that you heard about us on the podcast or on the radio program, and you just wanted to come out and fellowship with us. I mean, don't come out now expecting to be entertained or anything. We don't have any entertainment. It's just real simple fellowship, joining together. We worship God together in song and in prayer. And usually I'm sharing a little message, or someone else will share a message. Very practical oriented. I'm not there, and others aren't there, to just preach you happy or preach anybody happy. We're there to get the mind of Christ. And so we want to honor God in all we do. So you're welcome. Come on out and join with us. But if you're in Indonesia or the Philippines, of course you can't join with us. But tell you what, though, you write me or call or however you want to contact. I've given you several different ways. Who knows? I mean, I could be over in that area, and you might just want to have me by your house, or we could put together a little meeting or something, and we could just share together. Amen. We did something for a number of years, taking a little hiatus right now, but we did something called community prayer training, and we would get together and sit around a table mostly, and we'd look at different things, and there would be the freedom to interact. And I tell you, man, it was such a blessing, and it is a blessing, and we really get the mind of the Lord. Amen. But anyway, there's a desire to stirring up in many of you right now. See, and it's related to that purpose that God gave you before the foundation of the world. I've shared at our congregation that there really are three primary desires present in every person alive. Three primary or foundational desires present in every person and everyone who's ever been born. Now, let me clarify this a little bit. Really, it's just one real primary desire, but the other two come up out of that. They're really hid in that one desire. Desires two and three are hidden in number one. And being the coach that I am, I actually put together something called a purpose matrix to actually show it visually how this all works. And if you want a copy or something like that, or want to find out more about that, then just give us a call or contact us. Ah, man. But here, desire number one is the desire hidden in eternity. I mean, it's hidden in eternity. We got it in eternity. It's hidden in eternity. But the good news is that God has put eternity in our hearts. Over in Ecclesiastes, it reveals this very clearly. God has put eternity in the heart of man. What does that mean, Pastor Jim? Well, one of the things it means is that you and I are eternal creations. Oh, yeah. You know, after our life is done here on this earth, since we came out of spirit and since we came out of God, listen, where you think we're going back to? And even though, you know, like right now I might be sitting here and I'm having aches or pains or something like that. Right now, I'm not really having any pain. But I mean, you know, we have bodies that have pain, that decay, get old. You know, we battle sickness and disease and different things while we're here. You know, our bodies get hungry. Feed me, Seymour. You know, I mean, different things, different appetites and everything like that. But we are actually created for more than just that. And that's why we have to learn to live with eternity in view. Prophetic man of God, a powerful praying man, Leonard Ravenhill, once told a person to live with eternity in sight. To live with eternity in sight. I never met Leonard Ravenhill, met his son. But I never met Leonard. But desire number one is this hidden desire, which hidden in us in eternity, which is in our hearts. Now, what is it, Pastor Jim? Let me share this with you. And those of you from Pinal, you know what it is. Every person has this deep desire to know that they are in the will of God and that his favor is resting upon them. How you know that, Pastor Jim? I know it's revealed in the Word, but I want to take another way around to show you how I know that. But see, God is our creator. Whether a person honors God as their creator or not, that does not do away with the fact that God is our creator. And guess what? The creator took his prerogative and put this desire deep within our hearts for him. And see, when we don't have this, when we don't exercise this deep desire for him, that desire gets misplaced and misused into something else. And so we start searching after other things. And the only one who can fill that void is God, our creator. And so there's this deep desire in each of us to know that we're in the will of God and that his favor is resting upon us. In other words, to be affirmed. There's a deep desire to be affirmed by our Father, to be affirmed by God, our Creator, to be affirmed, to be valued. In Mark, the first chapter, verses 9 to 11, it says, at that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove, the Holy Spirit. And a voice came from heaven. You are my son whom I love, with you I am well pleased. And man, that's what we all, there's a deep desire in each one of us to hear that. You are my son. You are my son. You are my daughter whom I love, with you I am well pleased. I'm well pleased with you. And see, in that you know that you're in the will of God and his favor is resting upon you because God's well pleased with you. Now, you might be thinking, well, how does that tie in, Pastor John? Well, see, Jesus is revealed to be the Word. I've already talked about that. And he was present with God in the beginning. And this Word was and is God. Now, you and I are revealed to be the ones who are called out of this Word for a purpose. In essence, we are a spoken word, or rhema, the Greek word is rhema, the declared word, the spoken word, called out of the Word, Jesus, the Word, the Logos, the Word. And I could get into a couple things here about the whole thing, the way many people have been taught about Logos and rhema, but I really won't get into it. But understand this, God is no respecter of persons. Never has been, never will be. So what God the Father speaks to the Word, he speaks to us, because the Word is our source of origin. See, before the foundation of the world, when God spoke to the Word, we were there in the Word. See, the problem has never been a lack of love between the Father and the Word or Son. The problem has always been that since the fall, there's been a breakdown in communication and the called out ones hearing it. If you could hear the voice of God in your heart right now, you would hear the God who identifies himself as love, wooing you, and calling you back into a wonderful fellowship. In the Bible, in the book of Song of Solomon's, there's a statement that says that love is stronger than death. And I know it can be a powerful picture of romantic love, but I think it goes even deeper than just that kind of romantic love between a man and a woman. Into an incredible love between God, the Father, and his created sons and daughters. And if you can hear the voice of the Father right now, you would hear him saying, I love you. I've always loved you. That's why I've created you, because I love you. And I desire to have fellowship with you throughout all eternity. Some of you have strayed far away from God. You're caught up in addictions and sins, and you could hear God saying to you right now, come home to me. And he's not saying that it's time for you to die or anything like that, but there's a lot of worse things than dying. Listen to me. But he would be saying to you, come home. In other words, find your rest in me once again. I called you out of myself, and the only way that you can be fulfilled is in me. I've done a lot of teaching about the kingdom. Listen, this is the message of the kingdom. If you really want to know the essential kingdom life message, this is it, man. This is life. What I'm saying to you right now, there's something stirring in you right now, isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it? I mean, something stirring in you. Some of you right now, there's like a warmth that's going on inside of you right now. You're being quickened in your inner man. Accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior is accepting the revelation of the Son, who is the Word. And I'll say this, and we're going to pray. Religion has turned this wonderful experience of relationship and fellowship into bondage, and it actually hinders the relationship between father and son, father and daughter. And we'll pick up on the next program. I'm going to make a little mark right there, so that I know where we stop, so we can keep this going. This is good stuff, right? Maybe you're listening to me and you've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Maybe your reasoning is because I just don't like those Christians. Well, let me tell you something. It's not so much that you really don't like those Christians. It's just that they're so religious, maybe, and they really chase you away. You know, Jesus had a problem with religious people, too. Come on now. Let's be for real here now. But I'm not talking religion here. I'm talking relationship. I'm talking fellowship. Come to know Jesus, and he'll lead you through the maze, the labyrinth of all that other stuff. You understand? Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We return to you today, Lord God. We hear you saying, find your rest in me. And so today, Father God, we find our rest in you. We can hear you saying, let your hope be anchored in me and my love. And so today, we return to the stronghold of our love, our hope being founded and resting in you. We can hear you today, Father, saying, I've called you to walk by faith. This is the adventure that I've called you to. You have been playing it too safe and have been afraid to step out, afraid of what I might think or what I might say. But I say to you now, the stirrings to step out and to be a person of faith, it's coming from me. And so I say to you now, launch out in the deep. And so today, Father God, we choose to launch out in the deep. And so I speak to you right now that are listening to me in Harrisburg. I speak to you who are listening to me in this whole Harrisburg region and central Pennsylvania. I speak to you listening to me through the internet and all the different countries that pick us up. I speak to you right now, and I say right now in the name of Jesus, find your hope and your rest in your God. And shake yourself today and come out of bondage. Shake off every addiction and every fear. Shake off everything that the enemy of your faith has dared to attach to you. And rise up now, because you are called to be an overcomer. Overcome right now. overcome right now. The reason you're being challenged is because you're an overcomer. Stand up now in your most holy faith and prove to this world who you are through the grace of God. And we pray this now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.